Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great
state
again.
The city council is considering whether...
This is Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. On Wednesday mornings, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about what's happening in state politics. He joins us today on Skype. Jack, Governor Rick Snyder and the other seven governors from the Great Lakes states unanimously approved a plan for Waukesha, Wisconsin, to divert water from Lake Michigan, about 8 million gallons per day. The city's own water supply is contaminated with radium. This is the first big test of the 2008 Great Lakes Compact. Is this a good result in your view?
Well, it's an interesting experiment. They're supposed to treat the water after they use it and put it back. I don't know if you could possibly put 100% of it back, but we'll just see. It's something sort of easy for people who aren't involved in decision-making to denounce. Bill Schuette, the ambitious attorney general, has denounced it, as have some congressmen from both parties. But you've got seven governors of different parties who agreed this is sort of a necessary thing. This is not a case of withdrawing water to bottle it and sell it. You've got a city who, as you said, has its water supply poisoned. And I don't know where they'd get water otherwise. So I think everyone will be keeping an eye on this to see how it works. But on balance, I think it is a sensible thing. And it's sort of, as you say, the first test to see if the compact works.
In other Great Lakes news, Enbridge Energy announced this week that it will spend $7 million to acquire new equipment for cleaning up oil spills. That comes during an intense debate over the safety of Enbridge's pipelines in the Straits of Mackinac. Even Congress has weighed in, passing stronger protections for the lakes. I should note here in full disclosure that Enbridge is a financial supporter of Michigan Radio. How do you see this playing out? Will Enbridge's Line 5 be left as is, or will critics win some sort of change?
Well, it depends on who controls Congress, who controls the Michigan legislature. People have only in recent years noticed that there's a 63-year-old pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. If anything were to happen to it, that could be the end of both Lakes Huron and Lakes Michigan. It's not too dramatic to say that. People also remember that Enbridge had a pipeline burst in Kalamazoo back in 2010 and did something like $1 billion worth of damage, which is a small fraction of what could happen with Line 5. So I think this is an attempt by Enbridge to reassure people, but it may have sort of the opposite effect. They're telling people, well, there's nothing wrong with our pipeline at all. On the other hand, we're buying $7 million worth of stuff to clean it up if it does rupture. It's also not at all clear how this would work, what the system would be to let them know, of course, that it badly malfunctioned in Kalamazoo when the line ruptured. They thought it was clogged and pumped even more oil through it. So I think this will... Maybe it's probably a good idea, but it may unnerve people more than it reassures them. And we'll just have to see how this all plays out.
Jack, some prosecutors in Michigan have been discussing the possible effects of more police departments requiring officers to wear body cameras. Wayne County's Kim Worthy says reviewing video in every case will add millions in costs and delay prosecutions. Are those just necessary growing pains that come with the evolution of what we expect from law enforcement now?
Well, there's a lot of moving parts here. Ever since there's been, as you know, a lot of notorious cases of police abuse, police killing young unarmed people, mainly black males, and this has been captured on video. There's more of a movement to require them to wear body cameras. As Kim Worthy says, this is expensive, would cost a lot of money for the cameras and a lot of time to review the tapes. But I don't know why you'd have to review every tape from every body camera unless there were some kind of an altercation or some kind of a case where you had to go back and find out what happened. But I think, you know, police don't like this. Defense attorneys do. And I think over time, it probably will become just sort of par for the course. But there, as you say, there's always growing pains.
Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday at this time to talk about the latest in Michigan politics.